Blog Talk Radio.
Nah, what's the deal?
Nigga, niggas start to come back,
man. Stop playing, son. It's over, son. Not that nigga, son. That nigga's too cool. DJ Blub, son. Gangstaz, DJ ass nigga, son. You know that nigga, son. Man. In a jacuzzi, flashing, flashing like a Uzi passing. Much love for thugs, God bless, be our ashes. Whatever, core mega. Live niggas keep asking. The exhibition flexing, throw my extra clipping. Chrome Bugatti BBS is checking. Niggas talking about how real they kept it on record. Screaming out QBC, but don't rep it. And my brothers keep all a faggot in love with Reaper. But far rock niggas are love to meet ya. Life's a bit, but shit gets deeper. Fuck gold chains and sneakers. I had that when cocaine was cheaper. Yo, who this fake nigga sounding like me? You wanna be me, but can't see a thousand
this
like me.
J-Lob
I'm
exclusive.
Lounging. You're like rookies on housing. You see my team coming and your heart start pounding. You shook, getting paid off the book. Nigga jealous, my LS is off the hook. You see the legs, you fake ass thug, give me respect. Or be another nigga that my fucking heater wet. My poetry is manifest, the words be correct. My empire rise, now my enemies are vexed. Yo, nigga, you finish, yo, nah, you next. Let my little man, you know what I'm saying? Nah, there ain't nothing personal, it's all business, you know what I'm saying?
They love
you,
yeah, nigga.
Let your little faggot ass man come at me. So my man got a few words he wanna say to you. Yo, son, man.
Nature, you fake hat. Try to be down and got your taste.
Yeah,
man.
I clean this
you shit. Your little brother, take back. Now you a Guinness megastar. Puffin' 100 stacks, intellects, LS. Doing on Escobars, but they too sweet. Earn my teeth, earn the one to be.
Only five
songs. QB, the Jazz of Storm. Some more exclusive. Check the new kid on the next hit. From the illest kicks, play the.
Yo, fuck with your boy, fan 007, man. Shout out to the whole AFM. Sorry for the late show, man. Fuck with us. We got the record on the night. I'm at the Coles.
What's good, Caps? What's good, everybody, man? Angry Fans Radio, man. What the fuck?
Hey, yo, Tone, you sound mad little, my nigga.
Word. Hold up.
What about
now? I'm good?
Yeah, now you clear.
No doubt. Yeah, man. What's good, Caps? A lot of shit going on, man. What's up?
Yeah, I seen fucking URL would do that shit. They just dropped the Born Legacy 3 recap. And I guess, I think Mike Team, they like dropping on Friday and shit. I already knew that, though, so that's why I didn't say shit. But, all right, yeah, hold on. Let me get the right on this shit so we can get, as you all know, regarding the situation with Heavy Bags and, the whole shit that was going on Facebook with some type of a racist comment. Basically, from what they're saying, is they pretty much basically let him go. Rappers, that's a different one. Matter of fact, let me get him on so we can hear from him what's going on. I'm calling him right now. But this story, this whole situation is like, it's kind of wild and shit. So I kind of got to hear from his mouth what the hell is even going on. Hold on.
Yeah. This shit is wild, man. Yo, shout out to everybody tuned in, too. Hustle, I see you. I'm going to track you that number, too. You know what I mean? Everybody that's on, calling, and everything like that. You know what I mean? This is a big subject, so salute to everybody that voiced their opinion on that, too. You know what I mean? And make sure you hit up Angry Fan about that shit, too, at AngryFan007. Subscribe to the page and everything. So, yeah, man, I see y'all out there, man. Everybody is, everybody geared up for these cars that are coming out. We definitely got to talk about this loop direct and rack grid. I think a lot about shit. I think sometimes they try to urge you strength before we jump out the window on shit, but with everything that's going on right now.
Yo, I'm back to the guest. We got the rest on. Yo, good.
Yo, what's up, Caps?
What's going on with
yo,
you,
what's
bro?
Good,
what's going on, man?
Yo, what's up, man?
Shella, man. So everybody just see the tweet regarding Heavy Bags. I mean, what's going on from, like what's going on from, you know what I mean?
And, I mean, you know, a lot of people saw the post. There's a lot of speculation on what happened. And, you know, like the original post that we made, you know, we got to investigate. Mm-hmm. You know, we had to speak to heavy bags because we didn't want to make an improper judgment. And, I mean, I'll put it to you like this. At the end of the day, we're a business, you know. Mm-hmm. And we don't need that kind of attention, you know. And let me, before I get into that, let me preface it with saying, like, anyone who knows Heavy Bags personally, like, we all love him, man. Nobody thinks he's a racist. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you just have to watch how you present things to the public, especially when you're attached to a company and you're not just representing yourself. You know? And you know, there's been a couple times where he said and done things that have, you know, put certain people in a weird situation. And, you know, he just has to learn that he can't do these things, you know. And like I said, man, we got a lot of love for him. There's a lot of people calling and checking on him right now. Man, he's not really taking it well, you know. So behind the scenes, I'm going to have to help him get through it because, you know, battle rap is Bag's life, you know. But sometimes, you know, to make things better, you got to take a step back. And, you know, the people got to accept you back in. You know what I mean? I could tell when this thing was first posted, the way it was getting handled on his end, that the people weren't going for it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I spoke to him, the last time I spoke to him before we made the announcement, like, he understood what was going on, and he understands that he has to, you know, he has to make good with the people before he can continue to move in this space. And that's what it's all about, man. You know, he knows exactly what happened. You know, we didn't harp on him. We didn't kill him for it. Like, he knows he's going through enough. Like I said, man, some people, when you love something so much, you attach yourself to it, you know. And when you get attached to something, it becomes your life. And if something goes wrong, you know, like, things can affect you mentally, physically, you know. So he's just, like I said, he understands, but it's going to take him a while to get out of the space he's in right now. You know what I mean? But I let him know that he got people in battle rap that love him, and he just has to replan, come back strong whenever he's ready, and really ask for acceptance from the people, and that's the only way he can move on from it. So that's it, man. You know, I didn't want to make it a big thing. You know, you don't want to drag nobody. You don't want to get messy in these kind of situations, you know?
Yeah.
And it's a life lesson. You know what I'm saying? I know he learned a lesson from all this.
So as far as the investigation and all that, was any because he's saying he didn't do it. You know what I'm saying? Was any proof that that's what I'm saying. People, I don't want people to get the people who don't know the story. I don't want them to get it fucked up and think that he was just wild crazy and like the shit is. I don't know, man. This shit is crazy, but this shit is weird. At the end of the day, I was thinking like this, like are people in certain positions too accessible now? Do you think that played a part in all of this?
Well,
I think that I started thinking like, damn, so because of a post on Facebook, now he's not on RapGrid.
Yeah, well, you know what it is? It's the way the world works in 2016. It's the way media works. People have access to people that they look at as celebrities or media personalities or whoever. Whoever you want to get in contact with you want to tell them happy birthday, you want to tell them they suck, they might potentially see it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, whether they live in Bangladesh or in New York. You know what I mean? So that's the world we live in today. So when you become a part of that media, that celebrity, whatever you want to call it, you subject yourself to all kind of hatred, all kind of love. Just people being able to tell you whatever they want. That's something you're going to have to deal with. Not everybody is built to deal with it, and it's something that people have to learn as they go along.
Right.
You know? Like I said, this whole thing is part of a learning experience. You know what I mean? Like I've never been to this before. This put me in a weird situation because, and I told you this before, Caps, I'm like, I'm a black business owner in a space that's, you know, majority black. The fans, majority black. You know what I mean? The league owners, the majority black.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is one of the only spaces in the world that it's like that. The business owners are black. You know what I mean? A lot of the media personalities are black. Everyone, this is something. And, you know, obviously I'm not trying to shout out anybody, any different race, creed, or color, but the facts are that this is a majority black space. So when you come in, you're a different color, especially when you appeal to a street crowd. You know, Heavy Bags appeared a lot at these street leagues, at these street battles. you know, it's a certain amount of acceptance that comes along with that. Like, people accepted him into the community because they loved him, they loved what he represented, and they knew he had a genuine love for what we had going on. So when something like that pops up, whether he did it or not, you have to kind of know how to move, and you got to be tactful in that kind of situation. Mm-hmm. You know?
Right.
That's the main thing I want for him. That you have to be very careful how you step, you know, because you don't want to step on a landmine, you know?
Right. So do you feel like it was more of a somebody, let me think how to word this shit. Is it more because he was white that it was said, fuck him, I'll just ask? Or was it because of his heavy bags?
No, I think it's because he was white and that post appeared on his page, but it's also, and people ran with it. But it's also like if someone black said that, you know what I mean? Maybe, you know, people might call him an Uncle Tom or whatever because, you know, like you see the stuff that happened with Cam Newton, but it wasn't that. It's not like people still like Cam Newton. It's not like they just dragging him. They just like, why would you approach that situation like that? You know what I mean? Like, you even look at Raven Simone. Like, she said some things like, I'm not black, I have no color. Like, people hopped on her because of that. But I just think it's different.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When you come from a different cultural background and you say something about a group of people that aren't your own, you know, especially in a situation like battle rap, where I said earlier, when people feel like they're accepting you to become a part of their community, you know? So I think that's where it comes from. Had it been black, people might have said, man, like, get out of here with this shit. You're an idiot. And that might have been the end of it, you know?
Right. But because you – go ahead, Tony, bro.
I don't think it's specifically because he's heavy bagged, and I don't want to name names, but if it was another white person in battle rap that said the exact same thing, people might have went crazy. But I also think what kind of blew it up, like I said, is bagged is attached to Rap Grid. He's attached to a media company. He's not just attached. He's not just out there representing himself. So when something like that goes out there and people start questioning it, people say, damn, does Direct condone this? Does Gray, you know, my partner Gray, does Gray condone this? Does this person who did this interview? Like, you know, I talked to a couple battle rappers and they told me, man, that interview we did, I don't know if it can come out because I don't want people to think I co-signed that.
Right. So, Yo, Direct. Go ahead, bro. My bad. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh no, I was just saying, when you don't just represent yourself, everything, every move you make in the public eye affects everybody around you, whether positive or negative. So that's the whole point I was trying to make.
Right. And you know, I seen the message that y'all put out just now and everything like that. I think it was well articulated. I think it does also kind of leave a little bit of room for maybe some speculation in terms of what exactly transpired. Were you guys looking? Was there?
Hey, Tony, bro. You sound far away, bro.
Oh, okay. What about now? Am I good?
There you go. Yeah, now you're good.
Is it proof that, you know, the veracity of the story in terms of it didn't actually. Do you actually get hacked? Is there, you know what I mean? Like, do we have definitive proof, or is it just the speculation alone is enough for y'all to be like, you know what, I'm good?
Well, it's a couple things. And, you know, the statement was worded that way because we didn't want to really get into every detail. We don't necessarily feel like it's on us to release that kind of information. You know what I mean? All we know is just for our situation, we had to do due diligence. And whatever we did find was enough to say, all right, man, we can't have this up in the air, you know? And like I said, we spoke to him personally, too. So between us speaking to him and what he said to us and whether or not we felt it was hacked or whatever played into the situation. And I don't want to put out all the information that I found out there. You know what I'm saying? But what I will say is whatever we found was presented to him. And there was a conversation to be had, and like he knew this was coming. This isn't a surprise to him. The last time I talked to him, he knew this was going to happen as far as being let go from Rap Grid.
Yeah. Was there a greater conversation? Go ahead. My bad, Caps. Go ahead.
Well, I think I consider back the friend. You know what I'm saying? And whenever something like this happens, you just don't want somebody to just feel like, everybody's against me. And no one, because like I said, no, we don't believe. People who know him, respect him, love him behind the scenes, like we know Bags ain't racist. You know what I mean? It's just a certain amount of tact that you have to have, and you just have to understand when you're put in a situation, you have to understand certain things. And I don't think he really understood everything. And as a friend, I had to sit down with him and explain to him a lot of different things. This is why you don't do this, you know. And like I said before this decision was made, I spoke to league owners, I spoke to battlers, I spoke to his personal friends, you know. So This was something I spoke to a lot of people around him about, because at the end of the day, like I said, Bags is my friend, and I didn't want to feel bad about the decision that was made, and I want to make sure I was doing the right thing as a black business owner, but as a person within the battle community, regardless of my color, and just as a friend, you know. And I feel like this decision that was made is going to help him grow as a person. Like, fuck battle rap. This is going to help him grow as a person. What happened? He might not see it now, but in the long run, it definitely will.
Gotcha. Hey, do you feel like this is going to open up more discussions for relations in black and white in battle rap?
Well, I will say this. With the different leagues that are out there right now, and it's funny because the league owners and all of us, we talk about this behind the scenes. Like there's a perceived racial divide in battle rap. You never want to really acknowledge it because it can get kind of weird if you start talking about that kind of stuff out loud. You know what I mean? But we all know it's there, you know. And I think, you know, conversation should be opened up about it. I think certain battlers should be on certain leagues to kind of help break that barrier down, because at the end of the day, battle rap is one of the only spaces in the world where someone of a different color, creed, country, no matter where they're from, what they look like, if you nice, people going to sit there and say, he got bars. You know what I mean? And he going to feel accepted. He or she's going to feel accepted. You know what I mean? There's transsexuals in battle rap. There's gay dudes in battle rap. Rapping in groups of people that I might have thought never would have tolerance for something like that. But they say, you know what, he gay, but he nice. That shit is crazy. Like, look at where hip-hop was in 1992. You know what I mean? Think about what that happened in 1992. And look at where we at now. So there is some progress, man. But I think a lot of people are just scared to toe that line. You know, and I think we do have to open up the discussion. You know what I mean? Like I'm not scared of it. I have to be the pillar of that, so be it. You know, but people are just scared. They have to watch how they talk. But if you know how to articulate and you know how to get in front of a crowd of people and you know you have influence, it's something that you got to face head on at some point, you know?
Most definitely. Yo, I feel like it's kind of crazy. I always ask this question. Let me ask you this, like, how do you feel about, let's say, Arsenal. Arsenal, you cracker, you honky, you this, you that, you know what I'm saying? Versus a white person saying nigga, like do you feel like is nigga crossing the line, but we can say whatever we want to them? How you feel about that?
I think the word nigga is hurtful, and the thing I say about the word nigga is it's one of them. It's one of, it's like, if this was text, it'd be one of them italic bold words with a line through it. You know what I'm saying? It's a jail word. You say it to the wrong person at the wrong time, they can go to jail, you know. And even though I hate that word being said from people of certain backgrounds to, you know, to someone of color, I believe when you say it and you use it a certain way, it comes from a place of ignorance. You know what I mean? But I also think as black people, you can't allow somebody to have a word to hang over your head, which can instantly cause you to act a certain way, because that's still playing into the role of mental slavery, you know. The fact that you can say nigger from across the street and I'll punch you, now I'm in jail. How the hell you have a word, you give a word that much power? You know what I mean? But also, you know, you think about it like this. If you look in the civil rights movement, you look into recent black history, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that fought against that. You know, so anytime you say that word, you use that word in any way, shape, or form, it's going to be a lot of shit that comes with it. You know what I mean? But you can even see, look at this. Prime example, Prophecy. He's a white rapper. He battled on Millennium L's on URL years ago, and he said, "My son is half black, so it ain't the first time my son did nigger." Everybody was dumb silent, right? Then all of a sudden, they started clapping, like, yo, I can't buy it. I don't know if I should be offended, but that shit was hot. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not trying to be right to say that, but I even caught myself like, damn, I don't know if he's going to make it out of there, but that line was kind of slick. You know what I'm saying?
He said, fucking shit, I don't think you ever seen him again after that, though, did we?
Damn, not on URL.
Damn, well, see?
Nah, I could be cool.
Yeah, niggas wasn't feeling that shit.
What? Niggas said, okay, but you got, not, that I, was, I that was dope, get, but you ain't coming back.
Yeah, I don't want to get, I don't want anyone to get confused with what I'm saying. I'm not condoning the use of it. I don't like when people say it to me. You know what I'm saying? I use it. I use it as a word of love when I talk to my brothers and sisters. You know what I'm saying? I say it a lot. You know what I mean? Do I believe I should probably say it 8 million times? Probably not. Especially not around people that don't want to use it. But it's just a reality. It's a word I use a lot. You know, but also you got to be careful. Look at what culture we're in. And you look at where hip hop was born. If you want to use that word in this culture, know what you're doing and know what you're saying. And realize there could be consequences and repercussions. But, I mean, at the same time, it's 2016. I can't fight every person that screams nigga. I just can't do it.
Yeah.
You know?
True. Are you surprised that the fans were so much of an uproar? And do you think that it that they was hurt because they came from somebody they messed with, someone they respected?
And, yo, you just hit the nail on the head. When you hang out with somebody, and some people may feel like there may be some black battle rappers that feel like, man, Heavy Bag, he came to the hood. He fuck with me. You know what I mean? Whether it's true or not, this shit just hurts. You know? You invite somebody,
right,
somebody that you might never have known into your neighborhood, into your home. You know what I mean? Like, these battle rappers, man, they work hard on these bars. You know what I mean? If I'm the first person on the stage asking for the interview, and you're excited for that, you know what I'm saying? That's part of your hard work, knowing, all right, I did the battle. Now everybody's going to see me do this interview with this person, and that's going to add to the anticipation for the battle. It's a part of your work. It's a part of your art, doing that interview at the end of the day. You know, and you have to have people of the media. Like, we have relationships with these people, man. If you're going to get a right interview, sometimes somebody got to meet your mama. Sometimes y'all got to go out to the club and get joints together, like, whatever it is. You know?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people that have personal relationships with Heavy Bags. You know what I mean? A lot of people have personal relationships with me and Caps. You know, a lot of people have personal relationships with you. You know, you couldn't be able to do what you do without relationships. That's what drives this whole thing. But that's why people were hurt, because when you have a relationship with somebody, you know, and you feel betrayed or whatever, you know, certain emotions are going to come out. You know what I mean? And, like, I even talked to him, man, and I said, yo, you see the way Hustle was fighting for you? You know, like that was the thing that was surprising to me, the way Miss Hustle came out. I told Bags, I said, yo, that's really your friend, man. If nothing else, you got to call that girl. You owe her a call. You know, and I'm not saying he owe her a call to admit anything or nothing like that, but, you know, like he's having a rough time. And I said, yo, you got to call people and let you know you are right and just talk to them. That's it.
But the only thing that a lot of people are asking me right now, why didn't he clear the air himself, though? Like, why he didn't make a blog or pretty much make a blog himself and be like, nah, that wasn't me, what the fuck, and explain himself what happened?
I think you have to understand what happened online. Heavy Bags is always in the groups, you know. He's always online. He's always interacting with people. When everybody turn on you like that, sometimes it puts you in a dark place and you can't be in the right mind. So something that you might be able to speak about with a clear head at a certain point, you wouldn't be able to do it in that moment. And just for everybody to know, I'll put this out there. I was the one who deactivated his Facebook. He didn't do it. I didn't want him to get on there and say nothing crazy. I didn't want him to do nothing crazy because he wasn't in his right mind when he saw the way people were reacting to what he posted or what they thought he posted. And I deactivated. I said, Bags, get the fuck off the computer and go to sleep. And we'll talk about this in the morning. Just take it from me, he's not in the right space to do no blog or nothing like that right now. Maybe soon, you know what I mean, he can get it together. But I agree with you guys, though. I do think he has to address the people. You know what I mean? You can't, when something like this happens, you can't hide your face. I learned from personal experience. You can't be quiet. You got to speak up. Whether right, wrong, whatever, you got to speak up. You got to hold yourself down. You know, because no one else is going to be able to stand up for you like you will be able to. You know,
You know what it is? I was thinking that was crazy how much wind it really caught, though, because I don't know exactly what time it started, but I do know that I started reading it on the show. I remember I was on air, we was doing Get Off or Get Ready to Get On or something. I started seeing it. And from there, it was like really Facebook. I seen it more so on Facebook than Twitter. But it really started going crazy on Facebook.
Yeah. Them groups are a motherfucker, man.
Direct, I have one, but you know what, B? This shit is like opening my eyes. Like, all right, hold up. You know what I'm saying? You never got the group, but you got to watch what you say around here and shit. Because that shit caught steam. Like, I'm talking about steam.
I know, man.
Yeah, and Direct, as a owner of, you know what I'm saying, like as someone who's affiliated with media, do you send out anything to tell people, like, yo, look, don't, you know, you might want to shy away from this, or, you know, if there's a certain topic that's in the media or something like that, is there directives that are sent out to people?
Yeah, man, we go through this all the time. You know what I mean? Usually it's one-on-one conversations. We don't really send out a newsletter about this kind of shit, but there's certain things you got to know when it's safe to touch them. When it's not, and you, like I said, you just got to know how to move, man. Like, there's even times, sometimes we got to do an interview and we got to tell the person, like, look, the way you just did that interview is going to come off crazy. You got to redo it. You know what I mean? This is a touchy situation. You have to, because we're not out here to destroy people. You know what I'm saying? We out here to build people. It's Rap Grid isn't TMZ. You know what I'm saying? It's supposed to be the behind the scenes look. It's supposed to, like, this is how Rap Grid started out. I look at all my personal relationships with people, and there might be somebody that the fans just don't like, but I know he's the coolest, funniest, smartest person in the world, and I'm like, yo, we got to put the camera on you and show how you really act. And it's worked for some people. You know, some people it hasn't worked for. You just got to stay away from them. You know what I'm saying? But nah, like, you know, we supposed to build something positive, man. You know, and I feel like it's part of my duty. I mean, we run negative stories. You know what I mean? There's been times where something negative has happened and we covered it because at the end of the day, this is battle rap news. But I'm not down with the whole self-destruction thing and just destroying somebody and not letting them get a chance. Like, there's so many times, like, you don't know how many unpublished videos we have on our channel that we just couldn't put out because we would destroy somebody because it just came off bad. And we reached out to them and said, yo, let's do another interview. Or we just left the situation alone. I mean, we deal with this all the time, you know, because one wrong move, shit could blow up in your face.
You know what, though? I'll be real, true. I told you about this shit. This shit actually accumulated from a while ago. It was steps that actually led to this shit. I don't think that he just jumped up. Like, if he did it. Because I even told him, I'll be real, true. Once I got the last show, right, I came into the group. Like, they was flaming me because I'm like, yo, bro, Heavy Bags isn't the racist, bro. I don't know him like that, but I done chilled the nigga a couple of times at events and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I talked to the nigga on the phone. I'm like, bro, he's not a racist. Like, he don't have no KKK costume in his closet. Like, you can't get me to believe that shit. You know what I'm saying? So from there, I didn't see everything that was being said. I seen the gay shit afterwards. And I'm just going to be real in the story now and what everyone's saying any fucking way. You know what I'm saying? But, so basically when I see that shit, I'm fighting and shit. I'm just with these niggas like, yo, bro, y'all niggas is tripping and shit. You know what I'm saying? There was people who was going extra hard body and shit. And it's public, so I can say it. I don't feel like it should be a problem. But, like, yo, I was really going back and forth with officials. You know what I'm saying? Officials was, like, wilding on Heavy Bags and shit. So me and I was going back and forth for mad long and shit. Like, damn near half the night and shit. Like, what the fuck out of here and shit. So then I started peeping the location. That, you know what I'm saying? She showed me that the location was around where you stayed at, and that shit fucked me up. But I was already thinking. I even said it like, bro, can't you change the location and shit? Like, the whole story itself is just crazy. It's not even like that just happened. It's his story. Like, I'm listening to his story, and I'm using logic explanation. Like, all right, maybe he got fucked up and just did it and didn't realize it was going to get like that. Because that's actually what I think happened and shit. That's just me personally and shit. I fucked with him. I don't think he's fucked up.
Something that we definitely looked at, and you hit the nail on the head, is it's not, I don't want people to think it's just about this situation. You know what I mean? Whenever you make a decision like this, and like I said, we're a company. You know what I'm saying? We have an image to uphold. Every time somebody that's connected to our company, that might be a face of our company, says anything, you could say I'm voting for Trump. You could say I don't like Ninja Turtles, whatever. You know what I'm saying? If you say you don't like Ninja Turtles, the Ninja Turtle community going to flame you, and we're going to have to deal with that shit. You know what I mean? Whatever it is. So it's about, it's less about this specific situation and more about you have to learn how to conduct yourself in all situations, because you're representing me, you're representing my business, and you're representing other people we work for, and more importantly, you're representing the entire battle culture. You know?
Mm-hmm. I dead ass say to just think like the nigga, like, everyone know he get fucked up. I just think that he got fucked up and it was a mistake, I feel like. Like, he didn't want that. I feel like he said something, but the delivery might have been kind of off. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like there's a lot of things that ties into it outside of that. Like, everyone sees that he's public. We're going against URL, which don't really tie into that shit, but in a sense, it kind of do when he's always screaming out King of the Dots and shit. I feel like I see him. Now, this is going to be real. We all see it, who fuck with him on social media. Like, he be spazzing on social media sometimes. Like, he be going off. You know what I'm saying? Like, he really be going off, and I kind of feel like niggas got to understand, like, niggas may not talk about it because we see you go off, but, like, you'll be going off. And I told him all of this, you know, all how I feel and everything. So, you know what I'm saying? Well, and I feel like that tied into this too some. Because even if people didn't see that shit, you know what I'm saying, and this just happened, I think more people would be riding with him right now. I think it's the fact that when you let this nigga over, he's spazzing and shit like this, you know what I'm saying, all the time, and now this happens. It's
you know what I think? And shit. It ties into what I said earlier, like, when you love something so much and you cut off everything else and this is all you have, you tend to get more emotional about things. Like, what I used to always tell them, and I tell everybody that's super into battle rap, like, yo, you need another hobby. You need a life outside this shit. So if things get too hard on you, you won't need something to step back. You won't need friends outside of it. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what you do. I don't care if you skateboard, play Pokemon, watch TV, play video games, whatever the hell you do. You can't just be that into one thing, you know. And I think this is why, man, because you have to have different ways, different outlets for your frustrations. You know what I mean? Different people to talk to. That's all I think it was, man. Like, and another thing is, some people can get away with murder when they know how to speak on camera and they know how to articulate themselves in posts.
That's
you
a fact.
You ever see somebody say something so eloquently and so beautifully, but you know some bullshit behind it that you can't say?
Hell yeah. Because
they just
hell
said it
yeah,
in a way that fans will love it. You know, what we're looking at here is the opposite. You got somebody that either it was spoken from emotion, or you have somebody that may have said something and they didn't properly articulate whatever points they were trying to get across, and it came off bad, so they got flamed for it. You know, and I think that's another part of being in the public eye. You have to know when you say something, the consequences. Like, look at people like Chris Brown. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Look at how he goes about stuff.
That's
I mean, look at how Kanye goes about stuff. You know what I mean?
I think that he might have panicked. I actually think he might have panicked. And I'm trying to put myself in them shoes. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you say sorry? You can't say sorry. You got to understand, other people were actually born involved into this. Because then the rumors started going around that Netta did it. That Netta hacked his page. And then niggas seen that, hey, he was beefing with Netta like 24 hours prior. They were going hard body on each other at Twitter. That's why I said it's the whole storyline itself is crazy. You know what I'm saying? The whole, like, even the password situation where the password was, And I know it's changed now, but he said it was 15 MOFE, which could be logical, could be possible, but that's the first password I'm looking at. You know what I'm saying? If I'm even trying to hack your shit. So this is why the hacking shit, I was riding a little through the door. When he explained it to me, I'm just like, all right. I told him, I'm like, you're a dumb motherfucker to make that your password, but I can't say you didn't make it your password. You know what I'm saying? And then with the Facebook, I'm like, how'd you get your email? And he was just like, yo, nigga, Facebook, you could put your phone number in there. So I'm like, so if your password is this simple shit right here, that's like my password being AFM. You know what I'm saying? Now you know my phone number. You can log on to my shit. So I'm really listening and analyzing the story. That's what I'm saying. When he first told me to, he was just like, yeah, I only started getting skeptical once I keep the location part and all that shit. And then this is what made me kind of like, was just like, all right, what's this shit? Was when I was just like, my nigga, all you got to do is go to the security settings and they will show you what device is logged on and what times, and you will see the hack itself right there. Once that was deleted, he said that you can't see it. They covered, they tracked, they deleted it. I just left it all alone at that point because I just felt like I'm doing too many reaches right now and shit. I fuck with the nigga and shit, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, like I said, I just think he might have just got fucked up and he panicked. And you tried to cover it up, and you might have got caught. That's my honest opinion about this shit. I still fuck with him. I ain't dissing him. I told him this shit this last night. When you get fucked up, you do shit when you get fucked up, and you don't be thinking about it and shit.
Yeah, and I think not to just put everyone's business out there, but...
Nah, I'm not trying to put his business out there and shit.
No,
but
no,
I didn't want niggas to think that he just jumped up the window and said some wild...
Nah.
I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt.
But this is what I was going to say, like, not to put his business out there, but a lot of people don't realize, too, that, you know, Heavy is going through something right now. He has a medical situation. You know what I mean? It's really hard for him to deal with. You know, and his outlet to get away from that was battle rap. And I think that made it a little bit harder, too. And that's something that, obviously, the average motherfucker ain't just going to know. You know what I mean? They just know he does interviews and shit. You know what I mean? But everyone who knows him knows he's going through a medical situation, and I can tell you, just from knowing it, it's hard, man. It's hard, you know? And that's why I knew, like, throughout this, like, I know the real Heavy Bags, and I just had to really be a friend to him through this situation because he's going through a whole lot more than people know, you know? And I almost felt like also as a friend, sometimes you got to show somebody how to take steps back and handle everything that they have going on personally to get right. Even be able to reapproach a situation. You know what I mean? Because it got to a certain point where, like, bro, what's more important, battle rap or what you got to fix over here?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's why I say it's not even just about that post. It's a culmination of a lot of things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just learning how to speak publicly. You know what I'm saying? Whether or not that post was real, why would people even believe it was real? How to move after the fact, you know what I mean? How to listen to your peers and know people got you, you know, and also how to just have a healthy life outside of your work. You know, all them things was considered. This isn't just, yo, you made that post, you out of here, son. It's not like that, you know? And I think that's the thing for people to understand, that cats love Heavy Bags. Like, he has a support system, he has a group, and this whole thing just confused a lot of people.
Yeah. Wow. Yo, and it's fucked up it's fucked up to even be considering this shit. But when you think about this time, it's all sensitive right now, and it's just like,
yeah. And it's the time for that.
It's just not, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I'm not even saying this to be funny. You know the whole shit that's going on with Colin Kaepernick. You know what I'm saying? You wait.
Right.
It's the first this shit pop up on the first Monday night football game of the season when all these niggas are kneeling down and raising fists in the air. You know what I mean? It's fresh on everybody's mind. Like, nah, man. I understand it. Trust me, I understand it. There's a lot going on. About a hashtag Black Lives Matter post going on.
Yeah.
On the social media, and you see a new story breaking. This person was beat down by, and this is a dialogue that's going on right now in the United States. It's a problem. So anyone who speaks on this has to walk on eggshells and be sensitive. You can't look like you're being insensitive when you're talking about a subject like this, man. Because you get blamed by other people. It's not good.
Yeah, it was the time, like, it was bad period, but the timing of all this is just terribly wrong. It just is. It's too sensitive, too. So it was just like, it's kind of like, do you feel like you were kind of forced to do this? Let me ask you that.
Well, I'll tell you like this, right? I look at it like, you know, I went in there, I was reading comments, and I just wanted to see the pulse of what people on the Facebook groups and league owners and shit were saying. But I do think to a certain extent, a lot of people in positions of power, they feel like, oh my God, people in the group said this. I got to do this now. They feel like they give people in the groups or whatever, or just online, that power over them to influence their decisions. Now, what I do believe is it's 2016, and just as business owners, you have access to a direct fan base that is very hard to get access to. People create them groups themselves, and they come to you with their issues, and that's a beautiful thing. You have to take that into consideration. But I don't think you can allow people to pressure you to do things that you might regret at a later point in time. So I felt a little pressure, and I think the most pressure I felt was just as a black man, you know? I felt like how I handle this is going to ultimately affect how people look at me going forward as a black business owner in a black space, especially right now with everybody talking about this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That was my biggest thing, you know? Just personally, that was my biggest thing. So I'm like, I have to, like, yo, I even talked to my moms about this shit. My mom is human resources. She's been hiring and firing people for years. I was like, Ma, like, how would you handle this shit? I told her the whole story. How would you handle it? She was like, yo, you have to stand tall and be a strong black man at this time. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of how you move, people have to look at you like you handled this quickly, concisely, and it was just proper. And don't backtrack, don't second guess yourself. You know, just know that you have a community of people who have relationship with you, looking at you. You know, I felt like, damn, all eyes are on Rap Grid after something like this. We can't make the wrong move. So that's the only pressure I really felt. So I just had a lot of deep. I probably would have said something yesterday, but I was just in deep thought and wanted to make the right moves.
Yeah, after all that, do you feel like people media, journalists, do you feel like there's a place we should all stay in? And a safe place, maybe? Like maybe he stepped outside, like, him being a journalist, did he step outside of his place?
Yeah, I think you step outside. I think anything that you say that has to deal with certain issues, you have to plan on how you say these things.
Anything like that.
Yeah, you have to do your due diligence and you have to do your research before you comment on certain things. And you have to understand the position that you're putting yourself in. And you have to know how to deal with that, you know? Like, I'm equipped to talk about certain things, you know what I mean? And I know I'm not equipped to talk about certain things. So until I feel like I have the skill set to really combat with negative backlash on certain topics, I'm not going to say nothing about it. Because what's the point? You know what I mean? I'm going to reach out to a professional. I'm going to reach out to someone who knows about that. And as media, you know, we see professional people in the media fuck up and say crazy shit all the time. We see people lose jobs. We see people get backlash. We see people bounce back from the shit. You know, we live in America. You have your right to talk about anything you want to talk about. And I think that's why things are so crazy right now. Because everybody is stating their opinion on different things, you know. But yeah, I think I'm not gonna say you have a place, but I think as a media, as a representative of the media, you have a responsibility to report things properly and concisely. You know, that's what I honestly believe. You know, and it's funny that when I talk about towing that line, anyone who watches ESPN, we all watch First Take. You know, Stephen Smith, you know, like I look at him and I look at the way he speaks on black issues sometimes. I don't agree with everything he says, but I can see that, okay, you can step on that line, you know, but I also log on to social media and I see okay, you agree with white people on this topic, oh, you're Uncle Tom. You agree with black people on this topic, oh, you a real nigga. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I watch these things. I think any young aspiring media member has to watch people older than them or people in a national television spotlight or something and just see how they move and how they do things. And I'm a student first, you know? And that's another thing I told Bags. Like you have to watch how people move and know what's right for you.
That's real shit like that, damn.
Yo, direct, man. I think this sets the precedent for the way a lot of people are going to handle these situations, you know what I'm saying? And I appreciate you saying what you're saying. Do you think it's a conversation that the greater battle rap community needs to have around these certain issues and everything like that? Because I don't know if we can necessarily ignore it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I believe when you say things, you have to be held accountable by your friends, by your family, your community, your workplace. And I think a problem is that now that we have all these outlets, or we have all these different social media outlets, and we have this freedom of speech that can be exercised literally 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you know what I mean? There has to be a system of people being held accountable for things. You know, the fact that you can get on Facebook and say, I'm going to drop a bomb on this place. You know what I mean? Some people are going to jail for that. So people know not to say stupid shit like that. You know what I mean? And
right.
I feel like no one's going to go to jail over talking about battle raps, you know? But I honestly feel like you say something, you got to be held accountable. You're going to be at events. People can't be scared to say something to you. People got to let you know how they feel so you think twice before you do something again. You know? But also, I think that's your support system. Your friends can't be egging it on. You know what I mean? You got to look at who you surround yourself with. You know, you got to surround yourself with people who love you enough to give you, you know what I'm saying, some tough love. Or to make sure, you know, like, you're not getting away with certain things.
No. Hey, do you feel like he can come back from this?
I think time heals all. And I think...
Okay.
I think if Bags takes responsibility for a lot of situations that he was involved with,
mm-hmm.
and just learns, listens to the people who care about him around him, you know what I'm saying? Learn how to be quiet and observe certain things, learn when the right time to talk is. I think he'll be all right, you know what I mean? But he just has to grow with the situation. As long as he can grow, because I'm telling you, man, there's a lot of battle rappers reach out to me, man. I wish it didn't have to be this way. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I wish. But we all know. Sometimes you have that back, bro. You know, and if people were saying, nah, man, fuck him. He can never come to a battle. It's over for this nigga. Then I'd be like, yeah, I don't know. You know, but everybody is just like, damn. Really?
Yeah.
Man. But ultimately, you know, I hope this situation makes him a better person.
Yeah, definitely.
And it would show him how to learn how to move in certain situations. That's it, because when you go through shit, ultimately you build character. You know, like, I wouldn't be me if I didn't do some dumb shit and learn from it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some people learn certain lessons at certain times. That's all.
Man. So now what? What's the next step for Rap Grid and like, what's going on now?
Man, you know, the thing about Bags is he's an incredibly hard worker and he's a great content provider. Trying to find somebody to fill that hole, that's going to be tough, you know? I know we got about 7 staff members. We're all going to have to work harder. We might entertain bringing someone else in at some point, you know? We might have to do that at some point. But, man, it's going to be hard, but, I mean, we'll work through it. You know what I mean? We got a lot of footage right now that hasn't been released. Obviously, we haven't released anything since this situation popped up. But, man, we'll be good. We'll be good. We'll find somebody. You know what I mean? We'll probably have to go through a tough screening process. You know, but a couple people already reached out and said that they wanted to be involved and they wanted to help, which is beautiful. So, you know, we'll see. Maybe you guys will hear some announcements and see some stuff popping up within the next few weeks.
Yeah, you know what? Let me ask you a question. All right. So So is he able to? So it's going. This is a permanent decision.
For right now, it's going to stand. You know, okay. like I said, I'm a friend of Bag. I'll check in on him. You know, and like I said, this is the thing I want everybody to understand. I can't force Bags back into the battle scene, even if that's what I wanted to do. Ultimately, this is the people's decision. You know what I'm saying? If I felt like he was in a space where he could even continue with battle rap a year from now, 6 months from now, you know, I would help him bring it to the people and say, do you want Heavy Bags to represent y'all? Do you want him back? I mean, he has to find a way to show remorse, show people he's sorry for everything that did happen. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, man, and if people are willing to stand behind him, then I don't see no reason. And people are willing to accept him back into the community, I don't see no reason he can be back. That's not something me or him can force on people. It's on y'all. It's on everybody listening. It's on you guys hosting. It's on everybody on the groups. It's on the league owners, you know?
I mean, so how do you go up? I mean, how do we go about that is the question. Like for instance, for Prez Mafia, like, how was it? When was it that time was this right? I don't, you know what I mean?
Prez Mafia. Should there be a time span
or something? That's what I'm asking, basically.
I don't know. It's hard to put a time span on these things because, I mean, people are mentally ready for certain things at certain times, you know? I don't know. I know how I react in certain situations. I know how long it takes me to get over certain things. But my time frame is different from his. You know, as with the Prez Mafia situation, ultimately, he was like, fuck, I did it. I'm going to grow from this. You know what I mean? And I was excited to see Prez Mafia versus Nun Nun. You know what I mean? Because it represented, I love to see people get over shit. You know what I'm saying? That brother did something. He grew from it. And he admitted it. He stood tall and people realized, yeah, man, like we actually do want to see him back. It ain't about that no more.
Uh-huh.
I don't think, man, I don't think anything is permanent. If somebody get body slammed through a table tomorrow, everybody's going to be talking about that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Some time is needed until everybody's cool with the situation, I guess.
Yeah, and like I said, the whole community got to be cool with it, you know?
Yeah. That's the hardest part is the community part. That's what I mean. Like, how do you know when the community is actually cool with it?
You go to them and ask them.
You feel me? Like, that's kind of crazy and shit. Like,
I mean, people know the real from the fake. You know what I'm saying? If I get up there and I do a video discussing certain options, I mean, certain issues, then people are going to be able to say this nigga's being genuine or he's a fraud.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, if you got a good heart, it's in the right place, and you actually sorry for something, and you show remorse. Like the internet is a crazy place, but one thing I notice is if you find a way to relate to people, you know what I mean, and you can make them feel your story, they're not going to tear you down.
Yeah. Or if they do, it's going to be for a short time span.
Yeah, or they might even just be doing it to fuck with you. It's always going to be somebody like, nah, fuck you. But as long as the people that matter, you know what I'm saying, are on your side, that's it.
That's a fact. Hey, this Queen of the Ring situation versus Fresh Coast. Not to jump off topic, but is Rap Grade covering that?
We'll have some involvement in that situation. Full extent, we're still working out right now, but we definitely reached out to, you know what I mean? And we love, like, I want to see them battles. Trust me, I want to see them do this. Hopefully we work out everything we need to work out and the coverage goes as planned, because I know that will only enhance the viewing experience for everybody. So, yeah, hopefully we can do that.
That's what it is. All right, go ahead, Tony, bro.
Yeah, man, Direct. I just want to say, man, I think everybody appreciates the level of, transparency that you gave out without, you know, tearing that man down and everything like that. And, at the end of the day, just given the climate and everything that's going on, I think the way that y'all handled the situation was A1, to be real with you. So I know a lot of fans
just
hitting us up now, like, yo, we appreciate what this man is saying because it's real. You know what I mean? And this is your friend too. So
yeah.
I've been in that similar situation too. So I definitely can sympathize with that. You know?
Yeah, no, thank you. And but you know what the thing is about it, man? This is how I think of everything. I believe in energy. I believe that people are attracted to energy, whether positive or negative, and whatever you put out is going to ultimately affect how people interact with you. You know what I mean? So if I tore bags down and put out all that negative energy, people be saying all kind of wild shit. But you kind of see, like, the people kind of calm down a little bit and they're responding to the post a different way. And I know never want to put out any type of negative energy. I try to nip that shit in the bud because that shit is poisonous. That shit will ruin your life, put you in a bad spot. So that's just me trying to, you know, not make light of it, but just present it in a way that's not so negative, man. Because all I've seen is a bunch of negativity these past few days, and that's just not cool. It's not funny, you know, on both ends.
Yeah.
Real. That's real.
You know? Because all that, when there's a disagreement, somebody says something crazy, I mean, you not, when you jump up there and say something crazy back, something negative, it turned into a war. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to incite a war. You know what I mean? I'm trying to, you know, help people learn from the situation. And hopefully other companies moving forward, they're not messy. You know, they model their announcements after something like this. You don't got to body somebody's whole life for them to get the picture. Sometimes, you know, sometimes when you argue with somebody, you tear them down, it makes them feel better about their own negativity. Sometimes when you face them with the truth and you just say it in a lighthearted way that they can't get mad at, it hurts a little bit more. That's it.
Yo, just one more thing. Some people ask me about the Mr. Fab event that's going down and everything like that. You know, I mean, what is, you know, in terms of your involvement with that, like, is there anything you can speak on in terms of, you know, the excitement to lead up to that?
That's me and Fab, 50-50. We're doing that event together. That's a good friend of mine personally. One thing Mr. Fab always said is that, like, we all know, like, I'm a humble individual. I don't go around throwing my accomplishments or what I did in the past in people's faces. But there's a lot of people that know me that feel strongly about me talking that shit and getting out there and doing something else, you know. So he was one of them people, man, and he was like, yo, I feel you're underappreciated. You know what I'm saying? Let's do this shit together. And he was like, yo, verbatim, I want you to point guard the situation. So he came to me with a couple battles. We got on the phone. Within a day, we was able to get some amazing battles locked in. So really, I want all the excitement to start when the flyer drops. There's definitely a dope card, and there's definitely some battles there I don't even think would happen unless we was putting them together. You know, and Mr. Fab wanted to stress, he's doing this shit for Oakland. You know what I mean? Like, he wants to bring a crazy battle event with a crazy street vibe to the streets of Oakland so that they can get that same feeling that people in New York, Chicago, St. Louis, you know what I'm saying, L.A., can get, you know? Like, I think a lot of people don't understand that when you do an event and you bring it to a new market, oh, man, it's a whole new kind of excitement that comes along with it. You know what I mean? Like, somebody might say, oh, they don't want to see battle rapper Y battling a certain amount of times. But it works live because they're battling in front of a new crowd. They don't get to see them all the time. So that's all it is, man. So Mr. Fab is for Oakland. For me, I just want to see, for the culture, I want to see something good go down, something dope. So, you know, I'm glad he reached out to me. And we're going to present it in a way that the battle community will definitely love. You know what I'm saying? There's going to be no fucked up angles. There's not going to be any fucked up business. You know what I mean? And that one thing is, the battlers are excited. Like, everybody is going to try. You don't got to worry about fucked up performances. This is something people are excited about because it's different. So I think all the excitement is going to drop, going to start when the flyers really drop. I think Fab gave away, I'm trying to think, what can I say? Did he give away some of the battles?
Yeah, he gave away clips and him and Cliff and Arsenal and Sirius Jones.
All right, well, that's the two battles I'm speaking on. Arsenal and Sirius doing a joint for Jersey. You know what I mean? He got a relationship with both of them. So he thought that made sense to happen, and he knew that's something Oakland would like. And him and Clips is a very interesting battle, man. You know, they both freestyle. You know, and Clips, I'm telling you, man, Clips is not playing with this battle. You know what I mean? It means a lot to him. And he knows there's going to be some media coverage on the battle that battle rap doesn't usually get, and he wants to take full advantage of that. And he want to make Wildin' Out proud and shit, you know?
Okay.
But yeah, there's a couple of them other battles. There's a battle on that card that didn't get to go down yet, which is a very highly anticipated battle, and somehow we ended up with it on this card. And there's one battle that I don't think people will see coming, but people will be mad excited for that shit. I was excited just locking it in. You know, people ain't going to see it coming. It's two people that that you may think are cool with each other right now. And ain't nobody else been talking about booking the battle.
So you gotta get jumped on it.
Yeah, so I mean, when we announce it, me and Fab will get on Angry Fan and we'll talk about the card and break it down to everybody.
All right, most definitely. Well, yo, man, hey, Brett, anything else you want to say to everybody listening?
Hey, appreciate y'all for rocking with us, man. Feel free to hit me up on social media. If you guys have any questions or concerns, you know what I'm saying? We've already been hit up by some content providers, which is really dope. So I'll take my time and get back to everybody. People are already trying to send a rap grid application. And you know what I mean? But I think the biggest thing is like, yo, at the end of the day, we're a community, man. You know what I mean? You can't deny that fact. If you work within battle rap, you got to face up and you got to be able to talk to everybody. I mean, you got to know how to handle issues. And before you do anything and jump out the window, you got to make sure you have the blessing and respect of your peers, you know? That's the main thing. If people will not rock with you, if you don't acknowledge them and take everything from all different angles into account before you make a move, and that's the most important thing to me, because this isn't a rap grid move. This is a battle rap community move. You know, you guys got to make sure you're doing the right thing. And also, shout out to Devo, because he said he's going to kidnap my business partner if I don't shout him out and fuck my card. So, shout out Devo, you bully-ass nigga.
Shit, this nigga crazy. But,
that's my bro. Yeah.
Well, definitely at the butt, man. We definitely appreciate you calling up, man. I hope everything worked out.
Hey, appreciate y'all for having me. And next time, we're going to talk about some fucking battles, man. I don't want to hear about this shit.
Word
man.
Up.
Yeah, definitely.
Word
definitely.
All right, y'all.
You'll be safe, homie.
All right, y'all. Too.
Peace.
Damn, man. You know what? This is crazy, yo. But not even when it comes to URL trailer. Like, I ain't get a chance to watch that shit. We were just on the show. They dropped it, like, right before the show. Hold on, man. Let me see if I grab some money. See what's going on.
Yeah.
732-322.
What up? Hello?
Yo, what up?
You hear me?
Yeah,
we hear you. Who this?
Man, listen, man. I've been trying to get on here for, like, the longest, because I had some shit to say for the last, like, two episodes y'all had. Concerning, like, oh, no, nah, I'm a spectator from, like, the Twitter shit. Deep.
Okay.
I go by Deep. Yeah, so, It concerns, like, Tay Rock. No, it concerns my nigga Tay Rock.
Man, hold on. My fault, bro. Hold on, bro. Give me one second. Hold on. I put you on for a specific reason, actually, though. Did you actually see the URL trailer?
Yeah, I did.
All right, so who's battling? That's why I actually put you on.
Oh, yeah. So you got
how was the trailer? What did it say?
Yo, the trailer was dope. I mean, it was in grayscale. It was black and white. The trailer was dope. The people that stood out the most on that trailer were Team Hot, basically. Swave, Ill Will, Rum Nitty, and I think Tech N9ne, they to me, they stood out the most. And you could say Daylight and Mike P, but I feel like the vets and the battle rap shit, they seem to have it down pat, and it shows in that trailer. You can tell, like, they have their own style, they just stand out. Like, the PG niggas, I mean, a lot of them sound the same. They have the same formula going into the mm-hmm. battles that you can see on the trailer. But you have, what's his mm-hmm. name? New Jersey Twerk, he kind of dope. He seem a little different, too.
All right, so basically it was a regular, it was just a week. So basically it was just a recap of the battles. Like, they didn't announce anything new. That's what I'm trying to find out. Is there anything new announced on it?
Oh, no, no, they announced nothing new. They just had, like, the same. No, it was just the battles. They were just showing. Yeah, like a preview of all the battles to come, basically. So that's all that was, really. It wasn't anything crazy.
Oh, I thought they would have attached something about some amount of six to it or something. That's what I was trying
to
find out.
To be honest, some amount of six is not going down this year. I could tell. You can see it. It's damn near chilly every morning now. You think it's going to really go down by now? Like, it's damn, we're in the middle of September. Like, how much time are they going to have to promote for September to post the trailer for the battle, and then the battle goes down before the end of September? Nah, it's not going down this year. If anything, if they were smart, they would just do Night of Main Events, you know, Gnome 6, and then just, you know, I guess prep for, like, Summer Madness 6 for next year, because ain't no point in doing it now. It's, like, pointless. It's cold out. Niggas wearing hoodies already. It's, like, it's pointless. I'd be mad if they posted a trailer for SM6 at this point. It's crazy, man.
Okay. So what you were trying to tell about K-Rock?
I was gonna say, because I noticed when y'all, not only you, but a lot of people in general, I don't know if it's a stigma niggas mm-hmm. created just off talking about him a lot of times. I noticed niggas try to downplay him. Like all he does is gum bars. Like, oh, when they say he's gonna face this nigga, that nigga, all he gonna have is gum bars and aggression. And I realized he always has way more than just that in all his battles of recent. From Calico battles with Briz Rothstein, this nigga has comedic bars, this nigga has punchlines, this nigga has, he has a bunch of shit that niggas be just downplaying, like, oh, yeah, all he has is that aggression and performance and the bias of the URL crowd. And I think about it when I compare him to Big K. Big K is on KOTD. He does exactly what Tay Rock does and vice versa. They do the exact same thing. They straight to the point with their bars. They don't do all this fancy wordplay scheme and shit where it's like it goes over their head. They just go straight direct. But niggas always big up Big K mm-hmm. for the same shit that they downplay Tay Rock for. And I'm like, yo, this shit is crazy when I noticed it, because when you compare that shit, if you go watch her one round from Big K against, like, Head Ice and one round from Tay Rock against Brit Rothstein, these niggas practically do the same thing. And Tay Rock may even have some more advanced bars in his bars than Big K, but niggas big up Big K. I don't know if it's because of his complexion, so we just big him up, like, oh, yeah, his shit is dope. But then we downplay Tay Rock and say his shit is just aggression.
I don't know what you mean by downplay. Like, what do you mean by downplaying Tay Rock? Well, I don't understand what you mean.
Yeah, let's get into that.
No, because people
who is downplaying Tay Rock? Like, where is that?
No, I had a fan that called up, and sometimes when y'all debate about who's going to win this battle between Tay Rock and somebody, or who's going to win this battle between Big K and somebody, I know some niggas say, oh, Tay Rock, all he got is that aggression or the gum bars, and they act like he doesn't have anything else besides that. While Big K, they just say he's just amazing, like, oh, he most likely is going to beat this opponent. But yet the same thing I noticed from both of them when I see their battles is the same shit. It's not like anything different. But niggas try to make it seem like Tay Rock is, like, somewhat less of a, like, as far as his uh-huh. his attributes is less in a battle compared to Big K, and make his shit look like it's more.
Okay, hold on. Hey, 318-450, you on?
Yo.
All right, so they talking about Tay Rock and Big K. What's your thoughts on it?
Mm-hmm.
Tay Rock being underrated.
I don't think he's underrated at this point in his career.
Yeah.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so either.
Like, at this point in his career, Tay-Rock is probably, Tay-Rock, not probably, Tay-Rock is the, Tay-Rock, well, besides, as of right now, besides Hollow, I say Tay-Rock is the man, is that nigga, or as battle rap goes, especially on Smack. I don't think as of right now, he's not underrated. He's not underrated as of right. As of now, years ago he probably was, but now I think niggas respect him and niggas know where he stands in battle rap as now.
No, I agree, but here's the problem. Niggas try to make it seem like Tay-Rock is all gas and aggression while Big K is like dope and just not gassed up or something. When in reality, these niggas just dope with the shit that they spit. And they not getting gassed.
I'm gonna be real, my nigga. Tay-Rock, I like Tay-Rock. Tay-Rock, some of his shit is gas, my nigga, but not all of his shit. Some of his shit is gas. BK, he got bars, but he spit a lot of shit, but I feel you with that. Niggas act like BK should be godly, but BK should be kind of average, but I don't think it'd be average.
Yo, BK be having some of his shit.
I mean, BK spit some shit. He got some shit, but I think niggas big it up as it, like, when he spit shit, they make it seem like he spit some godly type shit, which is a lot of times not the case.
That's the problem. Like niggas be doing that shit with him, and they put the word in there, and it hits in everybody's minds when they say Tay-Rock is gas with certain shit.
That nigga is gas.
Let me ask y'all then. Whose pin game is better though? Like, who has a better pin, Rock or Big K?
Be honest.
Oh, it gotta go. I mean, Rock has stepped his pin game up by far to make his pin game. And Rock has, I put it like this: Rock aggression has his aggression and his pin game has they've met each other, and it's on a level that Rock
exactly.
had this performance, and his pin game is. Has finally reached that level, has finally reached the same level of each other. Now, Big K pin game is, I think, by far, better than Rock's. You feel what I'm saying? But I think Rock pin game has improved a lot to match his aggression and his performance and shit.
Nah, man, to be honest, I ain't gonna front. When I listen to Tay-Rock when he battled Briz Rothstein, And every round, mind you, and you compare that to Big K's rounds against Head Ice, Tay-Rock's pen game was way better. Way better. And I don't understand why niggas be down. I don't know. I feel sometimes niggas be just hyping up big people.
Tay-Rock versus what battle? Tay-Rock versus who?
Tay-Rock versus Briz Rothstein.
Nah, my nigga, you bugging, my nigga.
Tay-Rock was wild in the nigga. Tay-Rock was wild in that Briz battle.
Briz
was
going
on, but we gonna
take
this. I'm gonna tell you what it is. By then, everybody was already fucking with Tay-Rock, saying he was that nigga. So when Briz battled him. Even though saying it was like more niggas was shocked that Briz was really rocking with this nigga like that, but Tay-Rock
mm-hmm.
was wilding on Briz, my nigga.
Tay-Rock
pin was good. So Briz had some shit though. That was a good ass battle, yo.
That second round Briz had was fire.
Yo, compare that Tay-Rock versus Briz against. The Big K versus Head Ice. Who was dope as well? Big K was dope in that battle, but compare the pen games. Compare the bars, the punches, and you tell me who's better, yo. Go back and play Tay-Rock's rounds and Big K's rounds. You see who's more simplified in their bars, and then niggas be trying to hype up like he's better than the next. Like, nah, man. Niggas stay down playing Tay-Rock because he has that stigma now because somebody put it out there, yo, he got nothing but gum bars, and now everybody trying to run with that. Like, oh yeah,
my nigga, he calls himself the gun bar king. I mean, what do you mean?
Yeah,
I mean, my nigga's really running with that, but he's calling himself the gun bar.
but it's just like him saying light bars. But that, a lot of his shit is not light. Them shits be hitting harder than a lot of these other niggas that we know for punchlines. So it's just like if you saying gun bars, but he has comedic bars. He has all kinds of shit. He has all kinds. He has sports bars. He has all kinds of shit. It's not like he just has gun bars back to back. He does comedic shit where niggas be laughing in the crowd. He got the room shaking off crowd reaction with laughs and shit. It's not just like it's all gun bars. It's sports bars. It's all kinds of shit. But niggas always run to the gun bar shit. And
so my nigga, you mad? Oh, so my nigga, you frustrated with niggas saying that Tay Rock only used gun bar?
I'm just frustrated with niggas downplaying Tay Rock. That's all. Like I be seeing how they be downplaying him, but then big up the next nigga that does the same shit.
I don't think nobody downplaying Tay Rock. Like at this point, I don't think you got to be out your mind and downplay. You know. Tay Rock hasn't lost a battle in how many years and how many battles? He hasn't lost a battle. I don't think niggas
But guess what? Let's say Caps right now asked the whole entire room of 3,000 people, like, yo, what you think of Hollow versus Tay Rock? Guess what niggas gonna run to? Oh no, Hollow got rebuttals. He got this, he got that. But when they say what Tay Rock got, oh, all he got is gun bars. Niggas not gonna mention that he got sports bars, gun. He got wordplay. He got schemes as well.
It don't matter about sports. If it's a sports bar is a bar, my nigga. A sports bar is a. When you say bars, you say he got bar, he got sports bar. My nigga, sports bar don't mean a damn thing, my nigga.
No, but he got wordplay, he got schemes as well. He's done all this before. It's not like he just got just a certain type of boss. He's got wordplay and schemes.
Tay Rock is not, like, Hollow had all, everybody know Hollow is probably the most versatile motherfucking battle rapper probably ever. He doesn't have all the shit that, they're Hollow. So if you go into a battle, you got Tay Rock versus Hollow, and Hollow got
you off guard. When you say Hollow got everything, I guess you're trying to say he's basically well rounded. The only thing Hollow has above Tay Rock and most battle rappers is rebuttals. He can freestyle. That's the only thing. Everything else that Hollow does, Tay Rock has done too. But niggas try to act like, oh, he got rebuttals, freestyle.
Hollow got angles, hold on, let me get in there, bro. Hollow's angles, man. I've never heard Tay Rock drop an angle as effective as what Hollow did against Clips. If you could give me one, then we good. But I've never heard that before.
Okay, name an angle that Hollow has dropped that was crazy. And I'll try to name something
against Clips.
Going up against Clips, come on, bro. You saw the battle. If you see what Mook did against Luck, Mook pretty much just used every angle that Hollow used against Luck, and he just tweaked it a little bit. I mean, even with Clips, Hollow angle against Clips in that first round and second round Luck, that was crazy. Tay Rock not taking no angles like that on nobody, man. So when you're going to a battle with, if you say Hollow versus Tay Rock, and when you look at that, they're going to say, well, Hollow can do, when you go down a piece of paper and say, can he do all these things above? You can stretch out everything with Hollow. So, of course, if you're going to Hollow with Tay Rock, of course you're going to say, well, I take Hollow over Tay Rock. But the sense is you're going to say Hollow because of Hollow's skill level compared to Tay Rock's skill level. I mean, Tay Rock is great. Tay Rock is dope. But when it comes to Hollow, I think you're playing with a different monster, man. And I think everybody knows that.
I mean, Hollow's dope. Don't get me wrong. He's like top three right now. But what I'm saying is this. When you have someone like Tay Rock.
Is he top three or he's number one?
He's top three. I don't know if he's number one yet because he ain't faced Tay Rock.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's how I see it because he's top three when it comes to, like, in fact, to be honest, when I look at URL, he's not top three. He's top three in URL, but he's not number one. Tay Rock is actually number one in URL. That's how I see it because a lot of niggas always big up Hollow. He barely – Hollow barely battles on URL. He battles maybe once every 2 years.
But
you
think
battles,
about Hollow, when you're in a position where Hollow's in, where he's considered as the number one battler in the world, you don't have to battle. You're only going to take battles, and I think that's what Clips fucked up at. You're only going to take battles. When you get to that certain point where I'm that nigga and niggas got to come see, mm-hmm. they got to come see me to justify where
right.
they stand in battle rap, like,
right.
I don't have to battle every year or whatever. I'm only gonna come out when I'm supposed to come out.
But guess what? Hollow has battled what? Who did he battle last on URL? Clips, right? A lot
yes.
of people were disappointed. A lot of people weren't impressed with Hollow like that against Clips, even though.
Oh no, not a, no, no. That battle against Clips was fucked up by Clips. It wasn't fucked up by. I give you Hollow third round wasn't that good, but that
okay.
battle was fucked up by Clips. Hollow,
all right, but
Hollow came with three. He came with three rounds. Although his third wasn't terrible and it wasn't great, but it was okayish compared to his first and second round. But when you go to Clips, that battle was fucked up. But I don't think people were disappointed by Hollow. They were disappointed by the fact that Clips came in with one round and freestyled the other two rounds.
Alright, but then guess what? What was this battle right before Clips? Sue Surf. And how was the reception with that? Well, a lot of the fans.
That,
a lot of people were disappointed.
Clips wasn't Surf.
No, a lot of people were disappointed with Hollow in that battle, yeah. A lot of niggas was expecting Hollow to do way better than he did when he faced Surf. So when I look at it
before his battle before Clips wasn't. I don't think his battle before Clips wasn't Surf.
Yeah, on URL.
On URL? On URL,
URL.
Yeah. I think it was. Yeah.
So when you think about it, Hollow battles rarely on URL. So when he finally gets on URL, his rounds be okay. Yeah, one round will be dope.
Okay.
And then he might have two rounds that are just okay, or one round is disappointing. Well, you have
what, can you name Hollow's last clear loss on URL? Because I can't.
Me either.
Clear loss?
And don't
can you name? I mean, to be honest, I don't know. Some people say Sue Surf beat Hollow.
That's
the first person coming to mind is Surf.
That's a debatable battle.
Yes, it's debatable, but. He doesn't have a clear loss. I don't think Tay Rock has a clear loss on URL either, though. That's another thing. What's a clear loss from Tay Rock on URL?
I agree with you. I agree. I have him losing certain matches, but I agree with you that you could make a case. I mean, I don't think the Magic battle is debatable, but a lot of people say it is. So
I don't
see it that way.
But
so who's number one on URL?
It's Tay Rock. I'm pretty sure everybody in the battle rap that watches battle rap, follows battle rap, follows Smack, know that Tay Rock has been carrying the Smack URL brand for some time now. He's the number one
battle.
That doesn't mean that he would beat Hollow on Smack on URL.
I think that battle could be a classic and it would go either way. But so a lot of niggas will probably downplay Tay Rock and be like, oh, Hollow got that easy 2-1.
That's not downplaying Tay Rock. That's just niggas going with Hollow. That's not downplaying Tay Rock. Will be like, oh, Tay Rock, That's not downplaying. They just say, well, I got Hollow.
Let me ask y'all a question. Is in both of y'all opinion, is Rock mm-hmm. already a legend, or does he need another battle or something like that? Like, what is he missing to get it?
I'll say this. Rock, to me, in my eye, the way that Rock, like, after that Clips, when he took that first Clips L, and nigga, you know what I'm saying, it didn't look too good for Rock. But the way Rock bounced back in the streak that Rock has been on,
mm-hmm.
you know, and Rock has been on the street that no other battle rapper ever. I don't think they have ever
Thank
been
you.
On. So,
Thank you. That's
I
what
think
I want to hear,
Rock. I think Rock is a legend. But however, I do think Hollow versus Tay Rock would really, you know what I'm saying, would really stick him there and solidify him as a legend. I think he's a legend from the shit that he, you know what I'm saying, from him doing it, from the Lions Den on up, and the shit that he's been doing, which is crazy, mm-hmm. which is incredible, the shit that he's doing with the battles. I mean, haven't lost a battle clearly, and I don't know how long.
Let me cut in and say this though about Tay Rock. This is another reason why he's probably a legend, because this nigga, not to make like it seem like URL is the best, but this nigga stuck and was loyal to one league, never complained, never put out a blog talking some